We got football coming around, and hopefully the Jets can do the same thing the 49ers did. And we talked about, you know, Trent Williams was going to be such an impactful player for the 49ers. They could live without Ayuk if they didn't come to terms with that deal. But especially with Hassan Riddick and the pass rush of the New York Jets being maybe one of their question marks on their roster, the idea that the 49ers would be without their all-world left tackle, you felt kind of it felt promising heading into that game. He obviously ends his holdout, signs the contract. Now, he hasn't practiced, he hasn't been around, but you assume someone of his age playing a position like left tackle, probably easy plug and play. He'll be in there against the Jets. And so now everyone turns their eye to the Jets. And if they can get Hassan Reddick in the building, and now they've made some moves that's going to open some money, they've reworked some contracts. Don't know if that's going to go towards Hassan Reddick, who was at a charity event in Jersey City today and, of course, did not speak to the media. What a shock. I thought he was going to sit there. I thought he was going to do his charity work and then come outside and answer all questions for a half hour. He has nothing to say. The Jets have nothing to say. The 49ers can pay everybody. And as they get ready for this first week matchup, that's really... I mean, I expect this to last at least through the first week. Why? Because my guess is Hassan Reddick is betting on the idea that the Jets may struggle. He's playing the leverage game of hoping that the talking points are not how the Jets won week one or how good Aaron Rodgers looks, but instead it's how Brock Purdy was able to stand in the backfield all day long and pick apart the New York Jets, and Deebo Samuel had an enormous day, and Kittle in the end zone. Like, that's what he's hoping the storyline is coming out of week one. I don't know how long it lasts, but I'd be surprised. I know they've tried to move some things where we've heard nothing about it. They're not talking. No one's budged. He was at this Jersey charity event taking pictures and signing Jets stuff, so... But he would answer no question about whether he wants to be a Jet or not. But my guess is this at least gets into the season, because that's the only bit of leverage I could even think Hassan Reddick has. If the Jets aren't going to budge, and I don't think they would, the only leverage he has is if the Jets have a miserable game. So I think you would think at this point it's going to be at least until after week one. So then the 49ers get their needs taken care of. They bring back their wide receiver. They bring in their old-world left tackle. And they're ready to go Monday night. And the Jets, who I still believe in, obviously, who I think this defense can still create pressure, and who's this defense, you know, obviously, in my opinion, has as good a defensive backfield tandem as there is in the league. Plus, I expect this offense, and don't take it from me, take it from Bill Belichick. From a skill standpoint, I expect this offense to be pretty damn good, and I think they have a very good chance week one against the 49ers. And we'll find out who has the better of it after week one.